he felt most of the people in the community got together. I mean, where you'd have everybody together. And do you know what the population is, or you know, do you have any general idea? Is it like 400 or 500 families, or much less than that?
I sure don't. I don't know where the boundary line is.
Is it, and I don't know anything about this kind of thing, is it like incorporated? Like, is Macedonia definitely different from Hickory Flat? Or do they sort of run together?
Just about the same thing, I reckon, but each community is.
So really you're talking more in terms of like community than rather than town. And community means what? Like a group of families that sort of regard themselves as belonging together or something like that. Or maybe do they grow up around a church, or does the church come where there are a group of people?
Around the church, I guess, is where.
Are most of the people who are in Hickory Flat now people who were either here as long as you can remember, or descendants of people, or a lot of new people coming?
A lot of new people. I mean,
do you?
I used to know everybody that lived on the road between my house and church, and I guess I know most of them.
But
one or two that I don't know personally.
Does that change the atmosphere of the community as far as you're concerned? Is that?
I guess it does.
Do you think that has something to do with the fact that maybe you don't still have connections with the school, don't have children in the school? I guess it would be different if you have younger children and you were involved in what's going on in the school and that kind of thing. Would probably, you would know the people around probably, except those that didn't have children. So you think it has changed a good bit over the time?
Yeah.
How about, is there just the one store that's there at the corner, or are there several? I haven't.
There's a little store.
Is that the
between
one?
Between Hickory Flat store and my home. Did you come up by my home?
Uh-huh, I came up 140.
No. The road goes by my house, is not 140.
Oh, it isn't?
Mm-mm. So you didn't pass my house.
Oh, you live down the past the Methodist Church, I think that's what Mr. Wilson had me. Okay.
You didn't go on down, though?
No, I've been down as far as the church and the school there, but I haven't been further than that.
Well, I live on down the road.
So there's another store down there?
Yes.
Okay. And that's still considered part of Hickory Flat?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And there's another one down 140 below Rubens, Turner's store, I believe.
Are those where the stores have been as long as you could remember, or were they in different places?
Well, I don't know about Turner's, how long they've been there, but... And Little Store hadn't been there all the time, but Hickory Flat has ever since I can remember.
Oh, so that's the one toward you. Hickory Flat is the one toward you.
Well, it's one at the crossing.
Okay,
on 140, after you coming from Rubens, you know, you come up to Hickory Flat store.
And that one's been there a long time?
Oh, it's been there ever since I can remember.
That's a different, is that the original building? It's brick?
No, it's not the original building. But
has the same family had it all along?
Practically.
Really? And was that like a general store? I haven't been in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think you mentioned to me yesterday that when you that your family would go like to Marietta or to Atlanta or
sometimes
to Canada.
Not often, no.
Would that did they go even in the times when they were using a wagon?
Yes. They'd camp out.
Oh, really?
Two or three days.
My goodness, you in other words, they'd start out in the morning and go as far as they could and stop and camp out.
Yeah.
And, was there a road, or was it over? I mean, was it? I guess it was a dirt road.
Oh, yes.